Blog Talk Radio. Beat Suit Radio.
Thank you so much. Do you guys, that's one of your hobbies? You do karaoke all the time?
Yeah, that's, you know, we just sing for fun. So it's just really funny how people have just taken to it. Obviously, it was very unexpected. We didn't know that this thing would happen. But, yeah, we just, you know, we sing for fun. You know, that's what we do.
That is really cool. I mean, when I watched this, I mean, it just tickled me, man. It was just, you guys did your thing. You guys are working for that gas, boy, I'm telling you.
And that's all we thought we were going to be getting was just free gas, so who knew?
So how did it all turn out? You did the singing, and you got your gas. Anything else in the deal?
That was it. Got gas. We left the gas station like, yeah, a free tank of gas. That was $100, you know, to fill that tank up almost. So we were happy about that, and that was it, literally. That was it. We left. Didn't really think much of it. Oh, my gosh, that was a lot of fun. And that was really it. And so, you know, a couple of days had passed, and they called us and asked us to come to the show. So we just thought we were just going to sit in the audience or something to watch while they show the thing. And then it just kind of spiraled from there. They called us again. It's like, no, we don't want you to sit in the audience. We want you guys to be on the show and sing with the band. And we were like, what?
Yeah. And then we got a call from Ricky Minor, the band director, and he said, hey, I want you guys to sing with us for the whole show. And
wow.
So we went in for rehearsals and shot on that Wednesday, and it was a blast. It was amazing. Who would have thought getting free gas, end up on the Tonight Show, end up on a video going viral with 16.5 million hits. It's crazy.
I mean, who would have thought? Definitely. When you guys got to the gas station, and, you know, you could tell that when he was talking to you, you were real thrown off, like, where is this coming from, you know? Or did you think it was just completely a joke? Like, what is happening?
It's funny because when you go up to that pump, there's no cameras, there's no nothing. Just like, it looks like a regular pump. So when he starts talking to me, I don't hear him at first. And then he says, hey, you. And then I look up, I was like, oh, my God. You know, because when you go to pump gas, what everybody does, you don't expect the pump to talk back to you. So, yeah, so he caught me by surprise. And then, you know, I just went with it from there. I mean, free tank of gas, you know how high gas is. All I got to do is sing, yeah, I'll do it.
it's just a real crazy thing how this all happened to you guys. But it's a good thing, though.
Yeah, it's a blessing
from
God. We know who we're in control. It was just a blessing and an opportunity. So, you know, we went with it. But no one expected. At least we didn't expect it to be this huge. And, you know, and then Bon Jovi responded, sending us a video message saying that he appreciated what we did with his song. And when he gets backstage side, he wants to meet with us. So that was the best thing for me.
Now, talk about that. How does it feel to have Bon Jovi get in contact with you guys?
I remember it clear as it was on
Mother's Day.
And I'm about to go to church, and my wife has the computer, and she just starts screaming. I was like, what, what? She said, I got to show you, I can't tell you. And then she pulled it up, and it was Bon Jovi's face. And he said, hi, Willem O'Neill, and I just lost it. I was like, oh, my gosh. He sent us a message all the way from South Africa at the airport.
Wow. Now that
it was great.
That's
it was great.
So now, you know, you have your newfound, what can I call it? I won't say real fame and fame, but I mean, how do you guys want to take that somewhere? You know, you definitely got some nice voices going.
Oh, well, thank you.
I mean, it's really been great. You know, the response that we've gotten from people has honestly, it's been the best part. You know, people saying that they want to hang out with us. You know, we're fun. We make marriage look fun. All those things have been awesome. So, all of that is, to us, is what it's all about. That is so great that, you know, if people get that from just us being silly and singing at the pump, we love that. And apparently people want to see more of it. We've been approached by some, you know, some TV producers and, you know, to possibly do a couple of projects. Nothing has been written in stone or anything yet. So we're just kind of taking meetings and kind of see. So it's been awesome.
That's definitely awesome. We're going to get into your little couple of meetings. We hear that you guys might be throwing a reality show at you guys.
Well, we're meeting with some of the producers from reality TV shows. So it's fun. I mean, just to kind of hear what their ideas are and to kind of hear their ideas mixed with what we would like to do if that's the route that we chose to go. And just to see if it's, something that we could to work toward, something positive, something fun. There's so much drama and negativity already on TV, especially reality TV, and that's not what we want to do. So if we can find something to fit who we are, to really kind of bring some positive things into the world, some good energy, then who knows, that might be how we decide to go.
Now that it's time that you guys are really thinking about that, it's in the air, do you have a real idea of what you want to bring to reality TV?
Just something positive. That's really the main thing. Nothing negative. Absolutely not negative. Just a positive image of an African-American couple that's married, living life and not filled with drama.
Right.
Of course, there's a little bit of drama, everyday drama, but nothing that's just crazy, no, all this crazy fighting and stuff.
Yeah,
that
being disrespectful and cussing and all. No, that's not us. That ain't how we were raised.
So, just something fun and positive and uplifting and, just to show people, this is maybe something that I could strive for or something that's relatable. We honestly don't think we're unique in that. We just don't think it's been shown on TV yet. And so for us to be able to be put in this position is a great opportunity.
Definitely, definitely. So do you guys think you might want to do your own little CD or EP, just a few songs you guys just want to do over and remake and put your own little stuff out?
That might be a possibility. People are asking for it.
Everybody's like, why don't you guys do a record? Why don't you guys get your own YouTube channel and just sing songs and upload them? Because this thing has gone international. We're getting texts from people from Australia, London, Japan, Yugoslavia, Russia, the Ukraine, Thailand. I mean, it's unbelievable how people are like, oh, you guys are great. I was having a bad day. I saw your video. I watch it every day now when I'm feeling down. So that's something that, for me, that was something that I would love to do on television, just to make people happy. So you're having a bad day, or help a married couple that lost that love and lost how to have fun, whether it's, they don't have money for a babysitter or they just forgot, how they fell in love with each other, how you got to keep that. And so maybe we can come in and help them find that, let them let loose and have fun, sing a song or whatever, to spend that time with your loved ones. So bring that love connection back. Because that's a lot of the comments that we got, like Monifa said, we made marriage fun. You guys are happy. I want a marriage like you guys. How can we get that? Can you guys come stay with us? We want to be your new best friends. Just come here. You can stay with us. We just want to have fun with you guys. So something like that, something positive. I would love to do something like that.
You guys definitely have a nice energy. You can see the love in the relationship. You had each other's back on the songs and the singing, You was in the background throwing the vocals in. what tips would you give a married couple, going through what they're going through every day? Something to steer them towards the positive of the relationship.
I said you have to take alone time with you and your spouse. You have to. Whether you could afford a vacation or do a staycation, if you could just save, save a couple hundred dollars a month or whatever, just go to a nice hotel for 2 days and it's just you and your loved one, have a nice dinner, get away from the kids, get away from the rigors of life, and you'd be surprised what 48 hours alone with your loved one can do. You're not worried about answering the phone, you're not worried about bills, you're not worrying about nothing. And for those 48 hours, it's just you and your loved one taking time to reconnect.
Definitely.
And I also think that even if you can't even get away to do that, because some people aren't even in that position, the thing that you can do is you can take those little moments in your day. Like, for example, he works nights, I work days. So we are kind of we miss each other quite often, but there's always like a couple of hours mid-afternoon that it's just us, you know, daughters at school. So we take that time. We literally make it a priority to say, all right, Tuesday, let's just go to the park. You know, let's go just sit at the park, chill out, and just talk, just to kind of reconnect. So those little moments like that, I think they make a huge difference in your relationship. Huge difference. You just have to make the time to take them.
Have a date night. Have a date night. Whatever night you want, get a movie you guys like, have some popcorn, put the kids to bed early, just have a date night.
Yeah, so those are things that we like to do. We've always done those type of things.
That's definitely great advice. Have a nice date night. You two, a nice date night. I like that. How did you guys meet?
College. We met in school. We took classes together, and we actually didn't get along at first. But time took its toll, and we ended up, you know, being together now for 16 years. But, yeah, we met in college, so college sweethearts.
Oh, that's beautiful, beautiful. That is a beautiful thing. I see you guys did you do any wedding parties for somebody? Or
No. We haven't. We've been asked, would we, but nobody has asked us to do that yet. We've made a couple of appearances in L.A. at a couple of things. We did a karaoke party for an office. Their office party was a karaoke party that was a lot of fun. And then we also did the House of Blues here. They have this 80s night like once a month. And we went on stage and sang a couple of songs there. So that was fun.
Yeah, that sounds fun.
Yeah, we had a good, it was 80s night. So that was, you know, we loved that.
That was a good time.
They had four 80s cover band. The band we sang with, the dude was dressed as Prince. So he had the whole Purple Rain outfit going on. It was fun.
Well, it was a good time.
Oh, wow, he's ready. That is so cool. So you guys are, like, real heavy into church and everything?
Yeah, we both grew up in the church. My father's actually, he used to be an assistant pastor. Now he's a chaplain in the prison. So that's how, that's how I started singing, was in the choir.
And you, Monifa, you did the same thing, choir stuff?
No, I didn't. I never sang in the choir. Nope, never sang in the choir.
Wow.
Just,
family,
yeah.
Family background in singing? You got a nice voice.
No, I'm telling you, I haven't done any of that. That's what is so funny to me about this thing. You know, I just sing for fun, and so when people are like, you really have a good voice, I'm like, really? So I think it's hilarious. I love it. I've never, ever, ever thought about singing, and that is the honest to God truth. Love music, absolutely love music. You know, love just kind of doing our karaoke thing, but never really thought about doing something more with my voice. But the good thing is I'm never close to anything, so you never know what God has in store for you. This could be something that's outside of my comfort zone, but it's something that I need to start thinking about, since so many people like my voice.
Definitely. Definitely. You guys definitely, I got the rhythm together and everything, man. Definitely appreciate that. So you know you're on the K-Nicole Show, Beastly Radio, so you know we got to ask you guys, maybe give us a little sample of a little duet, something.
Uh-oh.
You pick anything you want, just a little something. It don't got to be a major. Just a little something. Give us a little taste.
I don't know. My voice is hoarse. I don't know if I can sing.
Is it
Sweet
Dreams?
Oh, no.
Yeah, he's a little voice. He's a little hoarse, rather. I'll do a little Sweet Dreams, and maybe he can come in on a little harmony or something.
Okay,
all right,
there we
ready?
Go.
All right.
I'm ready.
Sweet dreams are made of this. Who am I to disagree? I travel the world and the seven seas. Everybody's looking for something. Some of them want to use you. Some of them want to get used by you. Some of them want to abuse you.
Same, baby.
Some of them want to be abused. All right, that's all I got.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Wow, we have Will and Monifa Sims in the building. I definitely appreciate you guys coming on.
Appreciate you having us.
Is there anybody, you want to put out any information, let anybody get in touch with you maybe?
Absolutely. If anybody wants to kind of know what we're up to, we have a great fan page on Facebook. It's just Will and Monifa. You can like it. We're really easy to find. We always post a lot of fun stuff on there about what we're doing, where we're going to be, all that kind of fun stuff. So if, people just want to know what's going on, they can always go on there. That's the easiest way to really get in contact with us. A lot of people go on Facebook and all of that, and they go, is this really them? Well, that's us. If you go to Will and Monifa on Facebook, it is definitely us. So that's the best way to get in contact with us.
There it is. There you go. People, get in touch with them. We got the voices going.
Keep watching the video. Keep reposting and reposting.
Keep doing it.
Keep sharing.
Definitely. Let me ask you this. How does your kids feel about it? How do they feel about it?
Oh, my daughter, she loves it now.
She loves it. She thinks it's so crazy because when we go places, people recognize us. And she's like, that is so weird. They want to take a picture with you guys. So she gets a good kick out of it.
Wow, that's great that she's into it, definitely.
Yeah, she's silly like we are.
Oh, wow. Thank you guys for coming. Any shout-outs, maybe? Shout somebody out.
Yeah. Our New York family, Scotty and Evelyn.
Bautista. Love you guys.
Cindy, the whole gang in New York. We love y'all. Hopefully we'll be up there soon to visit. Hopefully we'll be in New York soon, so on a little visit. So, yeah, that's it.
Her dad lives in Philly. Larry's in Philly.
All right, that's close.
That's close, too.
Both places, too. Catch everybody when you get there.
A little East Coast tour.
That's right. Well, I'm glad you guys came on, and I'm glad so much is happening, and I wish you guys the best, definitely. Anytime you have anything, when you come up with that album, when that album come out, please come back.
Thank you so much for having us.
We'll definitely play it in there and put it out there for you guys.
Oh, I appreciate that.
Thank you.
Definitely. Okay, thank you guys. I hope you you feel better, Will.
Oh,
definitely.
Thank you.
And I appreciate you guys for coming on.
Thanks so much.
Thank you so much.
Okay,
God bless.
Thank you. You guys
Bye-bye.
Have a great night. All right. Woo! K Nicole B Stu Radio. Yep. They definitely can get out there and do their thing. Both of them have the nice harmony, nice voices. Hey, I see big things in their future. Definitely. This is K Nicole. This is the Monday night exclusive. You know how we do it on Beastu Radio, man. It ain't no denying it. You can't deny it. We always on fire over here. We reach for the stars. We're going to get into some music. Your girl will be right back. Let's get it.
Ladies and gentlemen. This shit not. I done turned Havana to Atlanta. Why every shirts and bandanas? Hey, tiny thing that got me, I switched the planner. Bulletproof this radio scanner. Ballin' to they banners. You getting too much bread, they try to jam you. Boy from the hood, but got White House clamors. Sorry, y'all, I don't agree with y'all parents. Politician never did shit for me. Except lie to me, distort history. Wanna give me jail time in the fine. Let me commit a real crime. I might buy a kilo for GP. Out of spite, I just might flood these streets. Hear the freedom in my speech. Got an onion from Universal, we didn't weep. Would've bought the Nets of Brooklyn for free. Except I made millions off of you fucking dweeb. I still own the building, I'm still keeping my seats. Y'all buy that bullshit, y'all better keep y'all receipts. Obama said, chill, you gon' get me impeached. You don't need this shit anyway, chill with me on the beach.
Y'all gon' learn today.
Y'all gon' learn.
I'm in Cuba, I love Cubans. This communist talk is so confusing. When it's from China, the very mic that I'm using. Idiot win, the Bob Dylan, the rap music. You're an idiot, baby, you should become a student. Or you gon' learn today. Where the fuck have you been? The world's under new management. The new role model, fuck this Zoolander shit,
Y'all gon' learn today.
Learn today. What's good? This your girl K Nicole. Monday night exclusive. We have Will and Monifa Sims in the building. You know the couple that did the karaoke at the gas station that's going viral online on the internet. Very lovely couple, man. Very lovely. So, you know, I talk to my other half and I say, you know, we need to go do some karaoke. That sounds fun. That looks fun. And, you know, he kindly told me that, you know, Miss Monifa has a voice, K Nicole. Don't want to hurt your feelings, but, you know, I don't want you embarrassing me. He told me he don't want me embarrassing. How is that possible? I can sing. I can sing, too. Well, I could try to sing, too. Shoot, listen, I'm not shy. But definitely, man, get out there and enjoy yourself. They gave us good advice, all the couples good advice. Have a nice date night. You know, just you and your other half, you have some alone time. Have a little date night. Try to get a little few minutes here and there, you know. And you know, I like the fact that one works at night, one works in the day. Sometimes when you have a little time to miss the person, you know, it can be a lot. It can be easier, too. It'd be good too. Sometimes when you're around all the time, you're in each other's face all day, all the time, stuff don't be right, you know. You know. I'm just saying. Try to do a date night. You know? I like that. We're gonna get into some more music. And we're gonna come and talk some more. And then we're just gonna chill out. Cause it's a Monday night exclusive right here with K Nicole, right here on Beast Stu Radio.
That nigga want,
yeah.
Word up. Look out for the cops, though.
Cash boot.
Word up. Super fives over here, baby. Word up. Super fives. Niggas got garbage down the way. Word up.
Cash boots everything around me. Cream it.
Yeah. Check this old fly shit out. Word up.
Cash boots everything around
joint.
Me. Cream it. The
here
money.
Here we go.
Dollar,
check
dollar bill,
this shit.
Yo.
I grew up on the crime side, the New York Times side. Staying alive was no job at second hand. Moms bounced on old man. So then we moved to Shaolin land. A young youth, you're rocking the gold tooth. Low goose, only way I begin to G off was drug loot. And let's start it like this, son. Rolling with this one and that one. Pulling up gas for fun. But it was just a dream for the team who was a fiend. Started smoking moves at 16. And running up in gates and doing hits for high stakes. Making my way all five.
It ain't gonna be the same, cause we won't play those games. Show that's my word. You ain't gotta worry, shorty, my heart is true.
You, it's all or nothing.
At night, and girl, you know I'm speaking right. right.
Cause you deserve better. Come hop in this Beretta, and we can do whatever, or we can do forever. These homes and cars, these jewels and clothes. But girl, I'm still alone. Every day and night, I toss and turn. If I don't hear your voice on the phone, I'm secure and sure. I'm not like the rest. Girl, you messing with the best. If the tone stands, give me a chance. You can put my love to the test. I got cash, I got sound. Respect in the streets and the way I move. It's true, it's true. I have everything that a man could want, but baby, I don't have you. I go hard and deep, I take the lead. I need you on my team. Just grab my hands and close your eyes. It's time to live your dreams.
Believe you, girl, I need you, girl. I want you in my life. Cause you're my only girl, my special girl, and I want you to be my wife. Baby, tell me that you want me, tell me that you need me, tell me that you want me, yeah. Tell me that you want me, tell me that you need me, tell me that you want me, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, this is K. Nicole, here Monday night on an exclusive level. You know how I do it. I'm here Wednesday. Make sure y'all tune in to Wednesday, Hump Wednesdays, you know? Hump Wednesdays, you gotta tune in to Hump Wednesdays, because Hump Wednesdays is when you made it. When you made it through the week, midway. Listen, some of y'all don't understand how important making it midway through that week is. You didn't kill nobody. So make sure y'all tune in to Hump Wednesdays. 10 o'clock every Wednesday with K. Nicole. Make sure you tune in to Ladies Night with K. Nicole every Friday. 10 o'clock, right here on B-Stew Radio. Tune in every Thursday. DJ Big Stew is doing his dizzle. You already know. You already know. Big shout out to Will and Monifa Smith. You know, I was watching the Will Smith movie a little earlier today. Still got a little Will Smith in me. All right, I'm going to give you my opinion about the movie. Straight up. I don't know. Maybe I'm turning into a movie grump, because lately, nothing has been really hitting me. I watched The Hangover 3. Now, my opinion totally, and this is my opinion for The Hangover 2, is that, you know, they pushed it. And they pushed it even more with number 3. Number 1 was the shit. It was crazy. It really didn't need to have no number 2 or no number 3. But, you know, it made the money, definitely made the money. It made everybody want to go, but I think they pushed it with number 2. And number 3, they really pushed it. So that was my opinion, you know. My opinion on Will Smith movie, I'm into each his own, but, you know, I don't know. The commercial made me think it was going to be a whole bunch more action, like the son was going to be chopping shit down, you know what I'm saying? And when he did get a chance, he chopped it down, but it wasn't what I thought it would be. It was a good movie, though. Anybody that's into that futuristic, crazy stuff, then I guess, you know, it is what it is. We're going to get into some real, real music right now. A whole little nonstop of funk, you know what I'm saying? So this is your girl, K. Nicole. We're going to get into it right now. Make sure y'all stay tuned in. Big shout-outs, like I said, to Will and Monifa. I appreciate you, definitely. And big shout-outs to Dominique, man. Dominique, big shout-outs to you. This is K. Nicole. This is Monday Night Exclusive right now. We're going to get into some music. Here we go.
DJ Big Stew. DJ B. big.
Yo, yo, yo. Do a little something for the brothers that be fronting.
Yeah, all right, but we need a beat that they can front to. Oh, that'll work. Be funky. You know what I'm saying? Funky. For all the cars out there and all the brothers that like to front and they ride. Check it out. You know it's funky, 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 cause you heard it from Hipsy. A jam that you love that don't be getting no airplay. Strictly for frontin' when you're riding around. 12 o'clock at night with your windows down. Headlights blinking cause your battery's drained. Armor all on your tires and a big gold chain. Parking outside all the hip-hop spots. Push the EQ and play connect the dots. Leaning to the side, people everywhere. The trunk full of amps, ain't no room for a spare. Big beats pumping with the bass in back. All the sophisticated suckers get a heart attack. Cause they don't understand why I act this way. Pumping up the funky beat until the break of day. It's because I want attention when I'm riding by. And the girls be on my jock cause my system's fly. Cause they be hear me getting funky frequently. They tell me don't drink and drive. I say, what is this? Pass the Heineken and mind your business. Roll up a fat one and pass it around. Laid back, hypnotized by the funky sound. People in the street see me bobbing my head while I'm checking out the rapper and the rhyme that he said. I'm frontin' and I don't care if you know. The backseat of my car's like a disco show. You would think I was a good friend of Al Capone. Crazy air freshener, who needs cologne? Bottom to the bottom, to the top, to the top. Cruise. It's 3 o'clock, the girlies, they smile. They see me coming, I'm steady humming. I got the funky drummer drumming. My trunk be shaking, vibrating and rattling. Pumping so loud, all the shorties be battling. A right hand man's here without the swing. Every chance I get, I'm showing off my rings. I can keep it up until the break of dawn. Cause I'm frontin' in my ride and my word is born. So I can feel the wind blow. I don't give a damn if it cracks my back window. C to the O, to the O, to the L, to the I, to the N, to the F, to the R, to the O, to the N, to the T, to the I, to the N. That means I'm chilling like Spoonie G said. My seats are soft like a bed. They recline way back so I can get real cozy. I got the gangster taste in the place like a bass head would say. I want bass, I want a hit, I want a dose. You're rolling up smiling but you can't come close. My system is pumping loud. Like Rock himself, I wanna move the crowd. I warm it up with Kane, fight the power with PE. Tell the cops you got to chill with EPMD. This is something devastating that'll break your trunk. And remember, Uncle Ella is like the future of the funk. Yeah.
Let your conscience be free and get down to the sounds of your PMD. But you should keep quiet while the MC rap. But if you're tired, then go take a nap. Or stay awake and watch the show I take. Because right now, I'm about to shake and bend. The E-R-I-C-K is my name, I spell. Thanks to the clientele, yo, I rock well. I'm not an MC who talking all that junk about who can beat who. Sound like a punk. I just get down and I go for mine. Say check one, two, I run down the line.
To the average MC. I'm known as the Terminator, funky beat maker, new Jack Sturmey, destroying a ploy, when you're rhyming on void, never sweating your girl, why pig, she's a schizoid, when I'm on the scene, I always rock the spot, I grab the steel with the crown on top, in the beginning, I like to let my rhymes flow, and at 12, I press cruise control, sit back and relax, let my rhymes tax, maintain them seized while the doubly max, always calm under pressure, no need to act ill, listen when I tell you, boy, you got some chill.
I be the no computer information on rap. Like the BRZ, my kisses, I make your toes tap. I format the rhymes step by step, make them sound deaf to maintain my rap. Prepare to come off in case of a diss. Don't worry about the thing, cause we can do this. I can turn the party out just by standing still. Make a lady scream and shout while the brothers I kill. Take total control of your body and soul. Pack a nine in my pants when it's time to roll.
I'm the P-E-E-M-D-E-E. And one thing I hate is the biting MC. When I enter the party, suckers always form a line. Then they ease their way up and try to bite my lines. I did thousands of shows, dish many faces, and deal with new jacks on a one-to-one basis. But every now and then a sucker MC gets courageous, and like an epidemic, it becomes contagious. But nevertheless, they all R.I.P. All is underwear, it means rest in peace, cause MD stands for microphone doctor in the capital P, capital M, capital D, E's, no doubt the G-Rocker. Don't like to get ill, but if I have to, I kill. So believe me, boy, you got to chill.
Catch every word I'm saying, no, it's no delaying. Don't hesitate to motivate the crowd, I'm not playing. Seeing is believing, you catch my drift. I try to interact because I'm just too swift.
How swift?
I'm so swift and that's a natural fact. I'm like Zorro, I'm all Kahi in your back. I don't swing on no ropes or no iron cords. The only weapon is my rapping sword.
Intimidate MCs with the tone of my vocal throne. When I'm dishing on the microphone, cause I'm a funky rhyme maker. MC on the taker, the one who likes to max and relax. And when it's time, it should dig and smack. I keep the hands clapping, fingers snapping, feet tapping. When it's time to roll, Uzi Patrol is packing. The P and D, the mic's my only friend. And through the course of the party, I kill again and again. So if you're thinking about battling, you better come prepared. Come with your shield and your arm again. You got some shit.
DJ LaBourse.
Just call. DJ Buster.
What's up, baby? I've been eyeing you time and time again. I've been trying to get a little closer, but you won't let it.
Well, if I see something I want, I just go out and get it. I'm like a floozy, I'm choosing, and I don't fall for tricks, because God be running games like the New York Knicks.
But on the square, dear, you know your style are really tempting.
Don't try to gas me up on a tank that is empty.
I'm positive that I'm kicking it back.
Well, I'm light, and you got to kick you better than that.
But I'm all the way live, and I'm definitely not crabbing.
It's just certain things I'm simply not having.
Excuse me, miss.
No, I'm not having it.
Excuse me, miss.
No, I'm not having it.
Excuse me, miss.
No, I'm not having it.
Excuse me? You think you're all that?
No, you think you're all of this with your baby talking your excuse me, miss.
Well, I'm smooth. And hey, look, it's only right. I thought that we can get together and maybe we can.
Yeah, sounds good. But guys like you just want to hit in one. Look, we're not the two and I'm not the one. So if you got some thoughts about taking me to bed, chill that. And get a $5 crack.
But I'm all the way live and I'm definitely not crabbing.
It's just certain things I'm simply not having.
Excuse me, miss.
No, I'm not having.
Excuse me, miss.
No, I'm not having.
Excuse me, miss.
Nuh-uh, I'm not having.
Excuse me? I think you're trying to diss me or play me like I'm booty.
No, matter of fact, love, I think that you're a cutie. It's just certain things you don't understand, baby. Every woman wants to be treated like a lady.
So what? You want me to kick it as if I'm a duck?
Listen to what I'm saying and shut the fuck up. I'm just trying to put it so I can make something happen. You just turned me off by the way that you was rapping.
Look, I'm all the way live and I'm definitely not crabbing. Me change for a woman, that's what I'm not having.
I keep feelings inside, I know who I am.
Step to yourself, cause I don't wanna hear it.
I keep feelings inside, I know who I am.
You're not getting younger, you're just getting older.
What do you get when you fall in love? You only get lost in pain and sorrow. So for at least until tomorrow, friend, I'm never gonna fall in love again. But getting back to the topic of convo, in my book, hon, you are a no-no.
Come on, I'm clean cut and dapper, you got to admit that. I don't sell drugs and I ain't with the whack pack. I'm cool and calm, my tone is mild. You don't see me snatching chains and acting wild. Excuse me, miss, I think you better get with this.
Can it, damn it, cause I'm simply not having it.
Excuse me, miss.
No, I'm not having it.
Excuse me, miss.
I'm not having it.
Excuse me, miss.
No, I'm not having it.
Excuse me. Yo, look gorgeous. Let me put it like this.
No, I'm not having it.
Yo, come on, honey. Look, my name is like, you know.
I'm not having it.
I am the light.
Do you understand the metaphoric phrase light as a rock? It's explaining how heavy the young lady is. You know what I'm saying, King?
Yes, my brother. But I would consider light as a rock a simile because of the usage of the word as. And now, directly from the planet of Brooklyn, MC Light as a rock.
Say it again, I said it before. Move out the way when I'm coming through the door. Me, heavy, as light as a rock. Guys watch, even some of the girls pop. Step back, it ain't that type of party. No reply if you ain't somebody. Get out my face, don't want to hear no more. If you hate rejection, don't try to score. First base, you ain't got what it takes. Your smile, your wink, your big face play. You're so pathetic, you make my stomach turn. You beg, you borrow, now you have to learn. I am the light. A rock, or I could say a boulder, rolling down your neck, pounding on your shoulders. Never shall I be in a sequel to wannabe. I am the light, L-Y-T. This is the way it is, don't ever forget. Hear the rhyme, someone else, and you know they've been all in the way, just little obstacles. Chew them up, spit them out, just like popsicles. Suckers out of my way, we're not on the same wavelength. I show stability, potential, and strength. On the other hand, you are weak and unruly. Could never be a spot, cause you're just a plain stupid. I am the light, I'm a slave to the rhythm. Death rhymes on the microphone is what I'm giving. Yes, I am a rock and you are just a pebble. Milk turn up the bass and rock are just a level. Cause a rap can paint 1,000 words and I can paint 1,000,000. Wait, light is capable of painting up 1,000,000,000 raps. And when I say it, this is what I mean. Audio chewing, an alliance on a scene. And I like this say what's up to my producer, King of Chill. Party people, are you ready? Jam if you will. Never underestimate Light DMC. I am a rapper who is here to make things the way they're meant to be. The word ultimate, I'm here to take the title. But I had a little trouble, launch my rubber. But I got rid of those who tried to rock me. Light is here, no one can stop me. I am the light.
Be your move.
Come on, come on, come on.
out there flaking and perpetrating, scared to kick you out.
Dope producing, you had a chance to show them what time it is.
So what you want me to do?
No facilities, cause some don't agree with how I do this. I get straight and meditate like a Buddhist. I'm dropping flavor, my behavior is hereditary, but my technique is very necessary. Blame it on Ice Cube, because it's steady get funky when you got a subject and a predicate. Add it on a dope beat, and it'll make you think. Some suckers just tickle me pink to my stomach, cause they don't flow like this one. You know what? I won't hesitate to diss one or two before I'm through, so don't try to sing. Then some drop science. Well, I'm dropping English, even if Yella makes it a cappella. I still express yo, I don't smoke weed or sex. Cause it's known to give a brother brain damage. And brain damage on the mic don't manage nothing but making a sucker in you equal. Don't be another sequel. Spread yourself. My boy, and show you how your track.
What up?
Drop English right about now. Getting back to the PG. That's program, and it's easy. Dre is back, new jacks are made hollow. Expressing ain't the subject because they like to follow the words, the style, the trend. The records are spinning again and again and again. Yo, you're on the other end. Watch your brother blend. Dope rhymes with no help. There's no pressing to get them while I'm expressing myself. It's crazy to see people be what society wants them to be, but not me. Ruthless is the way to go, they know. Others say rhymes would fail to be original, or they kill where the hip-hop starts. Forget about the ghetto and rap for the pop charts. So some musicians cut at home, they're scared to use profanity when up on the microphone. Yeah, they want reality, but you hear none. They'd rather exaggerate a little fiction. Some say no to drugs and take a stand, but after the show, they go looking for the dope man. Or they ban my group from the radio here in WA and say hell no. But you know it ain't all about wealth, as long as you make a note to spread yourself.
Yeah.
Y-I-C-E on the B-O-X. In full effect, you know what I'm saying? This is the remix of our first tune. We put it in your face once again. See your Chuck drop the bass.
Yeah, for your bunk, you know what I'm saying? Cool, see in full effect. And yo, Chuck Nice, man, it's bumping like that. But yo, drop the hi-hat.
Man, this joint is dope. I'm telling you, man, but the form to take it to hardcore state. Chuck, drop the other part. Right?
Yeah, man. Remember we was on the hilltop, man?
With Ted and Tat.
Yeah, man.
We first made this jaw choke
stuff.
Man, Chuck dropped the horn. Everybody went crazy on the H-I-L-L, man. He hit it like this. So remember that first time we did that party?
Yeah, man.
Everybody was chilling, and we was like, go, ooh-ooh. Go, ooh-ooh. Yeah, it's full effect. Hey, yo, cool, what's my name?
E-S.
I'm on your mind and what you're saying in your mind and what you think. Your mics don't work because I'm also a J. I'm your worst nightmare. Your truest reality. With a touch of mystery, you know who it's gotta be. The sinister administer. Sinister administer. No, I got the rock, Chuck Nice form, the box. I'm the sinister administer. Horizon over top of you. My boss is shooting up the system like the mafia. And when the smoke clears, you seem to disappear. Automatically filling your heart with fear. My personality inflicted much pain through the voice where you think when you hear my name. I'm not bad, no out to kill. Just coming down with a bad case of getting ill. And for real, there is no reason. It ain't even the season. Right now it's chilly, chill time. Lay back, relax, my rock. If you lack, then lack, then you're phony. This jam is for the hustlers only. The issue,
bang,
is how I'm gonna get you. You chose me, sucker. I didn't choose you. To try to bust with your kitty, hot groove, yo, dude. Straight up, there was a dummy move. If you were in a battle, should've rocked you right. But you had to go set the loony lines in the mic. I never argue or holler, never fussin' or cussin'. The music stays dustin' while I'm crushing and bustin'.
No, let it flow. Get out your seat. This is the big beat. I got
N-I-C-E, I'm Nitro, and I'm hype, so don't ever believe that you can deceive me. See many visions of love and splendor. I'm the real thing, not like a pretender. I rock rhymes over beats on a real tip. Stay real strong and hang on like a vice grip. Use my mind to control all my body parts. Got an early start, plus I'm very smart. Type of man that the girls want to read about. Indeed, I proceed to rock the house without a doubt. Stepping up next, no further ado. Smooth B is going to make a real funky for you.
Control is my brain, I strain to gain spirituality, so I can finally be in unity, harmony with the all I see, supreme being, knower of histories and mysteries, I'm mythic, also stylistic, not materialistic, simplistic, humble, while others tumble, stumble, smooth be not bumble, rumble, no that's not likely, that's what my old school days like, likely, smooth be, my mind gets better with time. Endorsement for creating fresh lines, and as I grow older, lyrics get hyper, cause I'm a dominant black pot piper, spreading peace and love throughout my travels, and take time to read and unravel day-to-day problems and then solve them. I can see clearly now as I revolve around suckers who perpetrate heroes, but I'm no sandwich, more like a manwich, or maybe like a meal, which is much more real, real. Than Clark Kent or the Man of Steel. Teddy Ted, a hip-hop ambassador, keeping you on the floor, giving you more and more. His cut's exquisite. What is it, a blizzard? The music, who is it? You should come visit. The man in the back, without further ado, Teddy Ted is gonna make it real funky for you. Funky for you. Funky for you.
Martin, Adam, Malcolm, Huey, there's a party at the corner. specifically black.
Understanding, understood, so there's no need for I keep you guessing. Follow me now, see? See, I'll be rocking. The second hand is ticking, still the posse don't be clocking. Controllers of the clock be ticking closer to the point. Rock this funky joint.
BRT for short, now don't want more, or am I too much with a mentor? Proceed, teacher, please, just keep it sort of simple like hip-hop. You're complicated, see, I place it according to the moods of my intellect. Step for step, I step a little closer to the point. Rock this funky joint. But I'm your teacher, I teach ya. Rock it when I rock ya. The king I call for me's a different style of hip-hop. Smooth like a wise word, spoken from a prophet. Rough like a slave trying to get away. See, I'm combined with two kinds of rhyme trying to reach ya. The knowledge of my righteous teacher, stop to flip the topic. Islamically, I drop it. My duty be to teach, so keep your pistol in your pocket. Eyes up, floor and master, traveling faster as I get closer to the point. Rock this funky joint. I have to get the styles that you be seeking and the words that I be speaking. For righteous teachers, posse teachers, anyone that likes this style that I be styling, mentally profiling. Should I say I'm smooth with the roughness, just serving justice. Suckers try to suck this, but I be scoping. Never, I'm not sleeping,
because it's culture freedom. G,
who's posse ruling?
PRT.
Word B, it's sort of simple, see? Now look at me, the holy intellectual type. When I write, the spirit always kick me something hype. I pass the mic, yo. My whole life, like I'm creating. Man, I'll be the state in. Can I say I'm great when there's not another brother greater? Turn a culture freedom for support. See, man, I find the point.
Rock this funky joint. Keep joint.
Losers never rock this. Snakes try to stop this. Purified and holy hip-hopness. Listen to the concept. Sweat, technique. Peace be the Lord. I feel the sword when I speak. I salam ya alaikum.
Wa alaikum masalam.
A universal greeting from the people of our time. Step into the realm of my cipher. Feel the different cipher. Coming from a slipping step and technique. 1200 left about the vine. He's asking me to rock. So now I'm giving him the spot. They didn't know the time. Turn a culture freedom for support. Demanifest the point.
Rock this funky joint.
Funky.
can't hold back a foe, cause I'm a man with soul and control and effects. So what the heck, rock this
video.
Next, attack, react, exact, or max, I'll move you with. A song song as long as you groove to this. I keep the crowd loud when you hype. Do damage on stage and injure the mic. As I shoot the gift and see them sip, while my mom sticks to you like Chippy and Jeff. Feel my blood fit on my death chips. The rap solo whip, you don't want none of this. Supreme in this era, I reign with terror. When I grab the mic, believe you're gonna hear her. Fascinating rhyme as I enchant them. So let's all sing the Big Daddy anthem. Go with the flow, my rhymes grow like an afro. I entertain the gain and cane, I never have no problem. I can sneeze, sniffle, and cough. Even if I stutter, I will still come off. Cause rappers can't understand the mics I rip. They sure enough ain't equipped, that's why they got flipped. But my apparatus is up to status. No ass who's the baddest. I'm going status, a make or break, a take on. My rhyme takes the head, put it to bed. So watch what's said. Play the bass for the pipe and rearrange the tone. I take a loss and be forced into danger zone. Cause I can kill and kill at will. Teaching a skill that's real, you're no thrill. So just stand still and chill as I feel. Science I drill until my rhyme fill your head up. Don't even get up, the teacher is teaching, so just shut up.
I can't go to bed.
Set it off.
I can't go to bed.
Set it off. Confront me and you can bet that I come correct, perfect and full effect. Disconnect, dissect, eject and direct, shop. Fanatical man with the clan, caravan or band, we go man for man. And without further ado or any delay, Mr. C as we say, call him the DJ. Mad Money Murph with the triple M, smooth the barber, keep on my flat top trim. Scoop love of my brother, trap love of the other. Dance into the crew, so allow the boys to bubble the floor and endure just for your pleasure. As the microphone, Lord proceeds to get more. Acrobatic, Asiatic, rap fanatic, I get dramatic. If I'm start flowing automatically for me, so don't play me, obey me. When asked who's the best, you better slay me. I'm sending sucker MCs heading north, and if you still want some, set it off. For you to cope, it's just a wish and a hope. And if you are what you eat, then feed me dope. Cause I'm just about to dope and dope and get ultimate legit. Kane is a perfect fit. The king of my kingdom, completing a cipher. The lyrics I bring them keeps the crowd hyper. As I release the masterpiece, the groove will never cease until Kane says peace. So, maestro, yo, hit it. Big Daddy Kane's about to come with it. Cause
of the
sing. Long time no hear from. It's the funky man, the brother with the same sound. I've been cooling. A body and some change now. So hand over the microphone, cause it's my turn. The brother with the fade, half moon and long sideburns. Nice doping. Keep the girl scoping. Say the funky shit and get all the niggas open. So heed that. Don't try to yap and give me feedback. I'm getting that ass, believe that, can it? I see your show like a bandit. I get paid while you're broke like mass transit. You're not as smooth as this, so what can you do to this? Brothers need to stop and step with that foolishness. I'm the type to interrupt your party. I don't need a phone to reach out and touch somebody. Give me a mic that's just as good as one. Leave the party is what you whack MCs should have done. Cause y'all starving, I'm living extra large in. I'm swinging shit as if my name was Tarzan. Yeah, cause I'm on some old new shit. Got more styles than you're seeing a kung fu flick. Mics are seized, wax opponents off with ease. I'm more deadlier than a venereal disease. So think twice, those who think I'm a fool. I'm shining more than a tire full of armor ore. It's all finesse and I got shit planned. Hot damn, it's the return of the funky man.
Ass brothers know it's men.
Not and we share this, I'm at the top of the pile. My long rhymes span infinite miles, cause I'm building a new rap level. Through bass and treble, I will abolish the devil. I must prevail. Smooth beat, too fresh to be stale. I say them beyond 2000, and my spirit will keep arousing all new jack boys and girls. And I never had Jerry curls. Smooth B rolling right and exact, and giving no slack, I'm telling you flat that I am an orator. So prime connoisseur, never leaving your board on the dance floor. You want more Smooth B's? Got enough for four scores. Chewing MCs like Reese's Pieces, and treating other MCs like feces. They walk around with no direction. They get mad over our complexion. They didn't pass inspection. Nice and smooth is your best direction. I like an Audi with fuel injection. Don't wear glasses, got good perception. Used to rock at the T Connection, and Teddy Ted got the scratch section. You know what I'm saying?
This is Beast Radio.
Beast Radio.